It's a new dawn, a new day, a new start. Start your day afresh. It is a new dawn, a new day, a new start. Start your day afresh with the Word of God. This is Daily Rhema with Johnson A. Julius, your daily devotional podcast. Stay tuned and be renewed, refreshed, inspired, encouraged, replenished, reloaded, and prepared as you plunge into your day. God bless you.
Lord, your rhema is better than mine. How can you come? Good morning. Welcome to Daily Rhema with Johnson Julius. Shall we pray? Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, our Lord and Maker, we thank you for this beautiful day. Thank you, Lord, for the gift of life. Thank you for all the blessings and benefits attached to life. Dear God, be thou exalted in the name of Jesus. Our Lord and Maker, this day we come before the throne of mercy. Having nothing to hide, we confess all our sins and iniquities. Father, please have mercy upon us and forgive us all in the name of Jesus. Let the blood of Jesus, the blood of atonement, atone for us. Let the efficacy of the blood cleanse our spirit, soul, and body and make us whole from all forms of filthiness, pollution, contamination, and defilement of sins and iniquities in the name of Jesus. Holy Spirit divine, on a day like this, whereby I apply for grace and capacity to please you in all our ways. Therefore, Lord, we ask that you lead us, guide us, order our steps, direct our path, keep us all far away from all forms of evils and temptations this day in the name of Jesus. All our undertakings we commit to your able care. Father, please bless and prosper those that are not contrary to your will for us in the name of Jesus. Thank you, dear God, for in Jesus' name I have prayed. Amen, amen, and amen. God bless you. Good morning once again. Please kindly join me in the book of Matthew chapter number 5 as I read from verse 14 through to 16. Matthew 5, 14 to verse number 15. God bless you. As we follow the readings, I read from the Authorized King James Version of the Bible. Ye are the light of the world. A city that is set on an hill cannot be hid. Neither do men light a candle and put it under a bushel, but on the candlestick, that it giveth light unto all that are in the house. Let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father which is in heaven. Hallelujah. God bless you. This is episode 13 of the topic, Shining Light Indeed. Shining Light Indeed. At the last episode, by God's special grace, which was yesterday, I spoke concerning enhancements to our shining, enhancement for our shining. Indeed, yesterday I told you, number one, enhancement can never ever be overemphasized upon, which was the Word of God. I mentioned the Word of God, which is the Word of God, that the Word of God can never ever be, overemphasized, because the Bible says, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God. The same Word was even God, and through that same Word, everything was made. Nothing was made without the concept of the Word. So, if everything was made by the Word, it will take the same Word to maintain everything the Word made. So, the place of the Word of God in our lives is all about us. It's all in all. It's our beginning, and it's our end point, the Word of God. Everything we are to be in life is all about it. I talk about intimate relationship with the Holy Spirit. I talked about... you know, living continually in the real light, which is Christ. The Bible says, I am the vine, you are just the branch. Or except you abide in me, you can do nothing without me. Any branch that is no longer attached to the vine is a waste. I talked about watchfulness and carefulness. I also talked about prayerfulness as well. These will enhance our shining as the children of the living God. However, this morning I want to talk on how do we shine? How or in what areas do we shine? You see, verse 16 of our text, Matthew chapter 5, verse 16 says, let your light so shine before men. So as the light is shining, how with the men, she say, that they may see your good works. That they may see your good works. So, number one point I want to talk about this morning, we can shine in our characters. Our characters. We can shine in our characters. Character matter most. As a matter of fact, when we're born again, that is actually most of the, that is actually what needed to be changed. Our character, our traits, things that people have known us with before. You see, we have to change. Maybe we were once liars, you know, fornicators, and so on and so forth. But the moment we come into the light of the gospel, then we change from a liar to honest person, a man of integrity, a man or woman of accountability, a man or woman of trustworthiness. Can you see? Character. The way and manner you and I can shine in this world that will make people see us shining is for us to influence our environs. It's for us to influence wherever we find ourselves with good and godly characters. When you are talking of honesty, you meet yourself in a corrupt world. You know how everywhere in the world is corrupt. Don't even tell me that it's only we, the Africans, that are corrupt, or it's only the Nigerians that are corrupt. Everywhere in the world is rotting in corruption. Everywhere, even amongst the Westerners, those who claim to be on and on, corruption, wickedness is everywhere. But you, as a person, look at that text. Verse number 14 of our text says, ye are the light of the world. A city, that is it, a city that is set on an hill cannot be hid. Meaning that when you begin to live in honesty, integrity, truthfulness, trustworthiness, accountability, your life will not be in obscurity. Wherever you are working, no matter what is happening there, people will notice it. People will know it. Oh, okay, everybody is doing it, but you just stand out. Intentionally, you do what? You stand out on your own. You determined that as for me, no way. I will never ever corrupt myself, just like Daniel. When Daniel found himself in a strange land, in the land of Babylon, the land that is full of, you know, idol worship, Daniel proposed within himself that no, everybody might be doing it. See, There is a popular saying among us that if you cannot beat them, you join them. No, the Bible says you don't follow multitude to do evil. Because majority are doing it, or because it's majorly acceptable everywhere, that doesn't make it God approved. That doesn't make it godly. It might be good and not God. It might be good and not God. So, but it is only acceptable for God when it is good, God, and God. But if it is good and gold and not God, it's not good for any child of God. Daniel and three Hebrew boys, four of them, they stood out in the midst of thousands, if not millions, that was carried away captive to Babylon. Only these two guys, these four guys, the young among them, the question is, what about all the elders? Were there not elders in that among those who were carried away? Where were they? Where exactly were they? But they went with the trend. Okay, this is our new reality now, so let's go, let's flow with it. No, it is not your new reality, no matter what is happening on earth today. No, that is not heaven's reality. Your own reality is not physical. It's not physical. Your reality is about the kingdom of God. So we must display the culture of heaven here on earth, that will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Character. This point as well can never ever be overemphasized upon. Because our character, everything is about character. Everything is about character. That is to say that whatever your certificate or whatever gives to you, you see, your certificate can introduce you to people, can introduce you to places, can shoot you up. But it takes your character to maintain in that place. It takes character for you to relate with everybody and get along with them. And if you don't have good and godly character, you believe me. But when you have godly character, only one person is enough to influence. Look at Philip. Only Philip out of the apostles, out of the disciples in those days, Philip the evangelist, only him entered into Samaria. And then the Bible says the city of Samaria was turned upside down. Only one man into a city. Can you not see? May God help us in the name of Jesus. Another point I want to talk about this morning, where I will stop actually, is our ways and manner we talk. The ways and the manner we talk matter most. You don't just talk anyhow. You don't just utter anything anyhow. As a child of God, it's not everything that they should be hearing from your mouth. Number one, you must speak the truth always. You must not lie again. If you claim to be a child of God, lies must be far away from you. Lies must be far away from you. You cannot claim to be a child of God and you say something here and they say, "Eh, what did you say?" And you say, "I didn't say that again." Oh no. That is not a good character trait of a child of God. You see, in James chapter 1 verse 26, the Bible says, if any man among you seems to be religious, can you see, and bridle not his tongue. Do you hear that? Bridle not his tongue, but deceiving his own heart, this man's religion is vain. Can you see? If you claim you are a child of God and you are a light where you are, and your tongue is, you are garrulous, you speak anyhow, you speak anything, anything goes, worldly slang you speak, you sing worldly music, yes, even the sensual one, even the satanic one, demonic ones, you speak all sort of music, your tongue doesn't know what it cannot utter. Anything you speak, anything you say, anyhow, then the Bible says, your religion is vain. You are not a child of God. That is the meaning. You are not actually a child of God. That is what that place is in. All your claims is nothing but vain. Vain. I'm not the one saying that. This is the position of the word of God. This is the position of the word of God for you and I. Meaning that our tongue, we must have control over our tongue. We must not just speak anyhow. You think before you speak. The Bible says, words that must come out of our mouth must be seasoned with grace. It must give grace to those who hear it. It's not that we just speak and people are offended immediately. Let's see what 1 Peter chapter 3 verse 10 says as I round up this morning. 1 Peter chapter 3 verse 10 says, "For he that will love life and see good days, let him refrain his tongue from evil and his lips that they speak no guile." You must not speak guile. You must not speak evil. You must not speak anyhow. Not at all. If you want to, shine as a light in this dark world, you must watch what you say. Watch where you speak. It's not everywhere you speak. It's not every time you speak. There are times you silent. You keep silent. You don't talk. There are times you speak. You don't speak because you just want to speak. You speak because you have what to speak. You speak because you have good things that people need to listen to. May God help us in Jesus' name. Talk to God this morning. Father, help me. Help me to gain mastery over my tongue. In the name of Jesus, talk to God. The Bible says, in the multitude of words, sins are not found wanting. Lord, please help me, Lord, to gain mastery over my tongue. Your word says, he that doesn't offense in words, then is a man that is perfect, Lord. Help me, Lord, in the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen, amen, and amen. God bless you. You can reach out to me through the emails. johnsonioljulius@gmail.com. Io there is AYO. Or johnsonjulius@thetableofgodsgrace.org. You can also reach out through any of the lines. +233 202 749 915 or +233 552 482 187. Exploit this very day in all ramifications and make greater exploits for yourself and for the kingdom in the name of Jesus. God bless you. My name still remains Johnson Julius. See you tomorrow, God willing.